Oh, I forgot my dick glasses. Hold on. You good?
Is the intro rolling?
You are officially listening to The Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry leaders. We'll also be taking listener questions from the Dent Nerds Facebook group and YouTube channels, and offering tips and tricks for those looking to break into the PDR world. So whether you're a seasoned pro or a PDR beginner, join us as we nerd out on all things paintless dent repair. And now, here are some combination of your hosts, Matt Armijo from GetAGripNow.com, Jack Bucknell from SiouxFallsDentRepair.com, Mike Glidewell from DentMadePro.com, and John Vidine from DentReaper.com. Now, let's get nerdy.
Let's get nerdy indeed.
Woo!
From MTE Radio.
Been a good show, guys.
Let's introduce this. This is episode one.
Dent Nerds.
Who wants to my left, Jack Bucknell. Jack, how the hell are you?
I'm fucking fantastic, man. I'm so excited. This show's been fantastic.
To my right, Michael Glidewell. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Yeah, and don't forget the star of the show. You know, most of our salary cap to get him signed. Matt Armijo.
Woo!
We got it done.
Gentlemen, we got it.
But guys, we're here, Dent Nerds.
Yep, now. Finally happening.
Let's tell everybody what our goals are for this show.
We have goals? Oh, shit.
We're going to talk about tools.
Tools, PDR business, all that good stuff.
All the nerdy shit.
All the nerdy shit
we want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we get in deep in the weeds when we all get together anyway.
Pretty sweet. Our matching shirts.
Yeah, we do.
Man,
thank God. Hudson, I got nervous. I can't. Gotta be serious here.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Hudson. We do what we want.
Love you, honey. Well, anyways, I talked about this one day, and I felt like we needed a collaborating cast because two guys, Matt and Jack, I felt like they needed a show. I do. I felt like you guys both could speak your voice and have a show. And I thought, what better way than the four of us put our minds together to make this Dent Nerd show.
Absolutely.
And and kind of play on my favorite show, Tool Time. That's I'm so much semi-retired. So,
Bring it in. Bring it in. Let's go. But so is that enough?
Drink beer and whiskey.
That's enough.
Grab whiskey and smoke cigars.
Oh yeah.
Sir. So let's get back to the show. Dude, so much cool shit this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I spent a lot of money.
Broke a cooler.
Broke a cooler. Deal.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah. You do have documentation of that. That's on video.
Let's check out the comments.
Oh, yeah. There's people chiming in.
You can suck it.
Bunch of Facebook users.
Oh, man, that's not good.
Users. It's a new group. I think Kevin Buckner figured it out. What's up, Buckner?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Kev?
But yeah, you got to click the StreamYard link and give him permission in this group to
beast.
Somebody Ray said Gonzalez. Beast.
Ray's a beast.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Thank you for showing up today. Can you click the StreamYard link and give them permission? Yeah, absolutely you can.
Let's talk about our week here. Oh, I'm sorry, I was the only one here for a fucking week.
Hey, whoa, I was down in Florida. But yes, yeah.
Well, I was at Disney World fucking Monday and Tuesday. Had a great time.
Great choice, yeah. Bud. How was that? Yeah.
It was awesome, man.
Super jelly.
I peed my pants when I saw Star Wars Adventure.
That did look cool. I saw that picture. Yeah. I'm not going to Disney World.
Ever. Right. You shouldn't.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Sounds good. Not.
Bye.
You're allowed back in.
Well, Jack, what did you, how was your trip?
Oh, it's fantastic. I came down on Saturday, saw some family, and then came down Tuesday to Orlando, golf with Gene, and then it was all work, MTE related stuff. So I had the 20 group meetup.
I
went to that on Wednesday. That was a good mastermind collaboration throughout the entire day. And then it was MTE stuff, you know, education day Thursday, and then actually trade show Friday and Saturday. Fantastic, awesome. And it's warm out. It's like 16 degrees at home and snowed twice. So,
geez.
Cool to be here.
You get some golfing too, right?
What's that?
You get some golf?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You did say golf with Gene.
Yep. So,
who won?
Oh, Gene. Yeah, 100%. People are like, so what'd you get? I'm like, I don't count.
Top golf don't count.
Up here for a hole.
We know better than that.
It was a blast. So,
John, how was your week, dude?
Well, I know I've been here for a week because everything hurts and I'm tired. But yeah, I was also went to the 20 group. I showed up late for that. I didn't get in until noon on Wednesday. And got setup day on Thursday. I was a little late for that as well. But yeah, dude, just hanging out at the bar and talking with all these guys you haven't seen for a year. Just, I love this shit. This is my wheelhouse. I like to hang. Yeah.
No, it was nice. You know, the crowd, it's back and more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like that too.
The attendance was way up.
And the energy was up. Right.
The vendors were all here. This place was maxed out with vendors, and the attendance was really good. Yeah. A lot of people.
Shout out to these details too.
They really stepped up their game.
Huge. Beautiful. I mean, you got to shout out to the Den Olympics too, you know?
Oh,
you know, Olympics.
Kevin Bird won Mentor of the Year.
Kevin Bird won Mentor of the Year.
Hell yeah, man.
Kevin, congratulations. Come on, I'll move back.
Come on up there.
Kevin Bird.
Hey, guys.
Birdman, baby. He's flying in with
us. I'll see if I can tickle his
ear. Yeah, buddy.
Where are you going? No, not yet. I'm not finished.
We were just talking about the Olympics. How'd it go?
It's good. We're in the final stage of the judging. I know we got a few more to judge. So,
yeah.
And then after that, I'm gonna have some beers.
Nice. Yes, sir. And then they'll be putting people up on the podium. What time does that start?
Probably about 4:30. As of right now, we're doing the. We're gonna go make sure we have our meeting correct. I'm impressed.
Man, and these tag teamers, dude, every year I plan this out with Woody, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we got this. Oh, yeah, I got a new wrinkle. Oh, I'm so funny. Ha, ha, ha. And then fucking, like, I'm like, every time I see him, and I'm like.
They went to Waffle House in this.
No, that's perfect.
As they should, yeah.
Online and social media, I got them in my phone. They're hilarious. The salt shaker over there.
Did they do it?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. Like, so who were those guys?
It's Chad Jablonski and Jeff.
Okay.
They're awesome guys. If you never met them,
I talked to them a little bit.
Over the last few years, they've recently left NetWizard and really found a lot of success. So I'm happy for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, John, you got to step your game up, bro. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
You start way up early, show up on time. Yeah. Basically, a slap in the face. Yeah. Not even
myself.
I like it.
And know that I'm going to lose.
Maybe not.
And accept it.
these guys plan. I mean, they plan this. Yeah. You know, they didn't want to tell me. I'm like, you probably should tell me. I won't tell anyone. And John didn't want to tell me because he wanted to see the look on my face and surprise.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Kevin knows everything, by the way.
Yeah.
John Medine making love to a truck. Racing.
Oh yeah,
was
you guys
that
see
bro. Bro, my suit was too tight, and if I stood on the bench, I couldn't get full range. I had to sit on the truck. Worked out good.
Well, all I could say for you, John, hey, at least you attempted to dent.
Yeah, I think it turned out.
I should go.
I gotta go. Compare and contrast. I'm going back.
We're good. So, I'm sure you did great.
Thank you to those guys, by the way.
So many.
Like I said, I've been prouder of Woody, but my day came out pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't make the.
Yeah, we just throw each other under the bus.
Great pairs. Really great. Every month, correct?
Oh, the show.
Yeah.
The Dent Nerds podcast.
Shake your paint every month.
That would be cool. Shake and bake. Shake and bake Mexico. Shake and bake beach.
Hell yeah. I love it.
How you doing, sir?
How's it going?
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go finish up. We have plenty, so many prizes all these tool companies did for us. I'm just great. I do. I love it.
Congrats. Appreciate you. Not a more deserving guy.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, you need anything, let me know, and I'll see you at about 4:30.
I know.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Give it to me.
Woo! Now that's Kevin Bird. Now he's going to go be all judgy.
He's getting high.
Oh, I see him.
If you don't know this guy, you're going to. So
yep.
Come on in.
You're going to learn today.
Appreciate
it. How are you doing, Noah?
Oh, dude, I'm doing so good. This year was awesome.
Yeah,
it was
amazing.
Noah. Hebert.
All right.
Podcast,
dude. Dude, I'm excited to be here. Yeah. One of the nerds.
Yeah. You figured out how to translate estimates from PDR software and make everybody truckloads of money.
Yeah. Yeah. There's witchcraft in there somewhere.
There's like a little bit of computer stuff, a little bit of math stuff. So I'd say, yeah, pretty nerdy.
Computer stuff and math stuff? That is like way far beyond.
No.
I think, guys, it might be a little. But yeah, that's why we had to figure it out. So.
Love it. Yeah. So. I think on the Ginger Girls cast.
Yeah.
I called you, I think, at 9:01 a.m. the next morning. I was not late for that. It helped me make a lot more money in sales. So I appreciate it.
I'd love to hear that. You're probably in the first 20 or 25 shows, I think, that might have signed up, joined up. It's definitely been really awesome to see how we've been able to help you there too, but now we're up to shoot after MTE. I think we had a 40 shot. So if you're not signed up, you probably want to get signed up.
You guys went for a couple weeks and you were like, all right,
we're not going to compromise. I mean, it's like if you can't make cool, you don't want to compromise the quality, just sell a whole bunch of stuff. So
yeah,
it's definitely the case too. We don't want to get overwhelmed with we definitely a good product out there. That's the number one priority. So.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you guys do.
You tell them the big announcement over the weekend?
There's a big announcement?
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty big announcement.
That's a big announcement.
That's breaking news.
Let's go.
Breaking. I would get a flash for that. Breaking news.
Yeah. Dentmate Pro is now compatible.
Yep. Exactly. Actually, go get you some.
The Dentmate Pro.
Because they're easier. Yeah. They're easier to work with. Like honestly, side.
Easier
to work with.
Some of that.
Yeah.
So you talk about speed. They do it all. I think that's. Yeah.
Super the entire industry out with other products, you know, make them more text, more money. That's about
I mean, if you guys don't know what it, I mean, you put your hail, I use it mostly for hail, but you can do full
retail,
full anything retail, like a big collision smash, or whatever. But
yeah,
put your estimate, email them the estimate, the pictures, and it comes back CCC1 and. Yeah. Then you're speaking the insurance language. Dude, I've had them just approve. And so much less back, so much less fighting with those fucking adjusters. Sorry, Mom. But those, the adjusters that I have trouble with sometimes. And I think,
Well, being able to give paperwork in their language in a system that they're used to writing on every single day is so important because me personally, you know, Dentmate and Mobiltech RX, that's an easy estimate. I had them rewritten.
Yeah.
And they're like, why do you have it rewritten? I'm like, because it's easier for the insurance company estimators to read. And he's like, how is it easier? I'm like, yeah, I know, but some of them actually tell you that, or they'll be like, oh yeah, this is much more easy to translate. It's so beneficial. Beneficial.
Yeah, so that's it in a nutshell. Yeah, we take your PDR estimate, we translate it into CCC1, insurance companies can read it, it's their language. We scrub those suckers and we find a lot of money.
Yeah.
You just can't even get other estimating softwares right now because it's not built for conventional.
No.
So yeah, try to make it a no-brainer.
To go through the people. Our guys in our line.
Yeah.
So this is, in my opinion, this is a great thing for even regular body shops to be using, because a lot of times their estimators are missing stuff, and maybe they're using another estimating software or something that's not the same. Very, very, very good tool to have.
Noah, let's talk about the price point.
Sure.
Let's tell our audience, exactly what's this cost?
Yeah, so we do free trials when you start. You get 4 credits for signing up for free during MTE. Translations, and we do translation plus scrubs. Translations when we just take whatever you wrote, we put it in CCC. It streamlines the process for insurance companies. We make it just really easy for them to approve your numbers.
We've got a legend.
Guy back here.
Oh yeah, PDR Hall of Fame.
Who's this guy? You gotta jump in here and
interview. Got another person.
Go, it's back. Hey everybody!
Whatever
you want to do. Yeah. How you doing, Mel?
I don't normally do this, but what's up?
Welcome.
What's
up?
It's a whole party.
Shorty's PDA.
I'm sorry.
We're live. This is what happens. You get crashed. World. Daniel Grump.
Thank you. What were we talking about?
Thank you for all you've done, brother. Like,
thank you. Paving
because
the way,
of
buddy.
You,
yeah.
We're pumping our stupid voices into people's ears. Put up with us.
Right.
But you inspired us to do this.
So. Good. This is inspired by the whole time. I like handing it off to you younger folk.
What's up? Thank you, came out on house.
This is a whole party going on.
What are we talking about?
We were just talking about Denna.
Denna.
We use Denna.
I'm.
Are y'all live right now?
How convenient! Wow!
This is a serious show.
What'd I tell you?
Yeah. I heard what you said. Come over.
I know.
Mark, any chance you have a cigar on you?
There
he is.
There's also another legend.
Please do not say that.
Come on.
Please
not.
Are y'all doing that thing?
Yeah,
we're live right now.
Jump in
here.
I don't
want to
sit down.
Yeah.
Comfortable. How's it going?
Mark, what are you
doing?
Why?
I love it.
Whatever. Immediately, no. Immediately.
Is this?
Sally, get the face wash ready.
who's sponsoring this? Coors Light or Yingling?
Yes.
We'll
take whatever you bring. We'll drink it.
What are you talking about right now?
We were talking about Danops. Have you used Danops yet?
No, I said I probably won't use them until I have a hellstorm. You'll probably be on a wait list then because we're popular and amazing. Well, then that sucks for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, hey, look, everyone has a wait list, and that means something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you waiting for a hellstorm? A little bit cynical and short-sighted.
I am not waiting for a hellstorm. I have zero desire for a hellstorm. Please.
No.
Hey, leave money on the table. Wow. You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Everybody head over to Hudson's table and take his money.
I'm not money driven. I'm sorry, guys.
There you go. Keep your sanity at least.
That's true.
Translation's $100. Translation plus scrubs, $250. We add like 25% on top of what you probably
get. I didn't even
know
that there was two different.
Yeah.
I always did scrubs, but yeah. I understand like that's a thing too.
Yeah, yeah. If you're working in a DRP shop or you're just like, I don't really want to push the envelope on insurance, just do a translation. You just get what you want in insurance. Insurance companies like it, they'll approve it a lot faster. But if you really want to try to get that money, like that Paul Quarter money, then run it through Translation Plus Scrubs.
Yep.
And
that's why
Scrubs
is
where it's at for me.
Scrubs
where you said $30 difference?
No, it's $100 for translation, $250 for Translation Plus Scrubs. We find thousands of dollars.
Oh, well. Sorry, Martin. He's a busy guy. He's a patient man. He has his own podcast. Those Net Guys.
I'm Mary O'Dayton.
Him and Ben Grimes, great show. Check them out for sure, too. Yeah. Sorry, got snub, Martin.
I steal one of these stickers because these things are sweet.
Sure.
I guess you do.
What a Denop shirt.
Yeah, how do I get one of them?
One of these ones, or you want one of the estimates more cushion for the pushing?
I want both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah.
I'll get you guys some
more cushion.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
No, man, it's great. I'm glad we're working together.
Dude, I'm so excited. I think that there's a lot of things. I think that there's a lot of things that could come out of Dead Maid and Dent Talk. So we'll stay tuned, I think. Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it was good seeing you during NTE as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for coming on,
bud. Finally being in person,
brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it again next year.
I'm in.
Let's go.
Thanks for the future money that I'm gonna make.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, brother.
Love it.
We lost our Maggio.
Yeah, everybody at MTE, there's a lot of teardown going on right now. Everybody wants to get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah, it's like they want to keep working or something. I don't know.
My booth's still up. I'm just going to sit there for a minute.
Yeah, whatever. Ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm vicious.
You got a pretty quick and easy booth.
Yeah, I'm not
that's
bitching.
Compared.
Yeah. Man, I had a great show. I mean, of course, I've been there all week. But, I mean, it went by quick.
It did go by really quick.
I stayed out till 3 a.m. Got up on time.
Yeah, that's good.
I stayed up till 3 a.m. Got up late.
That was a good time last night.
You should be proud of yourself.
The local cigar bar, Corona.
We had a good time. All these guys, if you're ever in town and you love cigars, go to Corona Cigar Bar.
Yeah. That was the first time I'd been to that location. Yeah. I went to the other one. Both great.
Yeah.
Huge selection of cigars. Very well ventilated. Yeah. Like, even for non-smokers, it's...
And if you got Margot Robbie serving you, it's the best night.
Yeah, that happened.
Son of a gun. You guys told me you were going, and I don't know what happened. It's a whirlwind and a blur here, so
it is.
you just
and those were old fashions. They were.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I bought some tools today. How about you guys? I'm sure
you
did.
Oh yeah.
Anything new you guys saw today? Anything jumped out at you?
Oh yeah.
Well, the new power box from Cam Auto.
Dude, you watched that demo? Yeah. Oh. I saw from a mile away what that was going to be.
Yeah.
There's He's got an attachment that goes up under braces.
Yes.
A button controlled. I
didn't even see the brace. There's a brace.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a.
All I saw was the wheel, and I was focused on the wheel.
Like
really?
Like a little bitty spoon.
Yeah. Was you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And the price point was
it's like $1,000.
I was
passed
out. I was like, wow.
It's very, very affordable.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a good product. I think it's going to be hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So be checking Facebook Marketplace. I'll be selling my other box.
I got
anybody's
the
interested?
Oh, yeah. I'm not nothing against those guys. I've got the original.
No, no.
Yeah, me too. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So that's probably going to be my shop box. I think his will probably be my mobile box. Uh-huh. Speaking of Cam Auto, I bought the tower today. That was something I had my eye on for about a month.
You get it with the back?
I got it with the because you can get it with the tower,
yes.
But I use Milwaukee.
Oh.
I have a compressor. I enjoy it. I can't wait to use it. So.
Yeah, that's going
to be good. Metal Medic, King Garrison.
That lateral tension puller that he had, the heavy duty. That, holy shit.
It was hooked up on Magic. It was a display A1 of that.
Yep, I saw those too.
Yep. I never really got into those. Now, okay.
Yeah. Speaking of that, him and Boyette, that's
the
Bigfoot connection. I mean, I think it's legit. I was just so busy yesterday to buy anything yesterday. Today I was like, I gotta go get some stuff. And I wanted those. They were gone.
You showed me a prototype of this whale tail. That was pretty cool.
Oh, you got one?
Rat tail.
Yeah, nice.
That was a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, the minute I saw that, I thought stabbing in the blue.
Yeah.
And then other guys were like, no. And he was like, no.
Leverage
off the brace. Like, what a great idea.
It took me a minute. Also, I was like, prototype. It's a working.
Matt is bringing it, dude. He's got a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, check out this layer. You can get their tools at A1.
Yep.
PDRtools.com.
And his pack-out system, the lid, for the pack-out system for the vent layer. I love the removable tray idea.
Yeah.
Just slip off all your tools, set them in your truck, and slip them back on.
Before we get off the vent layer, he showed me a tool which you guys were probably well aware of, but I've seen it, but I know what it was. It was that rod that's got a little hooky.
Oh, the rat.
Yeah.
He showed me
what it does because it was door there. Because I just, I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah.
Got it in the hole. All of a sudden now, you got a shot. You got a soft tip.
Yeah.
Creases with it.
Yep.
Totally buy one. They were on here style.
Yeah.
The short one. So I'm going to get the short one.
Yeah. I got them both there.
Yeah. Get them both now. Yeah. Let's get them both. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. What else did I get today?
What's these creatures over here?
So
I got one of the biggest things I probably picked was a lot of different tips.
Yeah.
So I've got the these kind of tips or whatnot, crease killers.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know until I got to the show. I'm like, what are these other ones? So take a look at that. It's just a small style tip. Got a couple different versions of it here, along with one with a John. I mean, you're the guy.
Yeah, so it's got a center ridge. You're gonna have to be accurate, and you're gonna want to
pinpoint.
But you can get into the body lines a little bit better. You can be more accurate, sharper. It's gonna give you a much sharper finish. So. It's a thing of beauty. This is the first time I saw it it's not the first time I saw this one in its final form, but smaller ones, the babies.
Look at those. I bought those first.
I bought them too because I didn't even have them yet. they weren't quite ready.
Products,
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. But yeah, so.
So Jim Mitchell told me.
Stop pushing.
That he puts a little bit of glue.
Yeah, you can put a layer of glue on there.
Soften up a little bit.
What's up, Ryan?
Shuddy. What's up? Shuddy. Congratulations
to Ryan Shutt.
Yeah. He won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
He did.
Congratulations.
Fantastic job, man.
Fellow podcaster.
put these tips back. We don't know. We don't need to be straight pimping Earl. Show some other stuff, Jack.
Alrighty, let's see. So, some of the other type of tips from a Boyette. There's a basically a very, very small micro version of a R4 with a Cherry Cat, but super short. That was key there. Because that was a thing that I couldn't believe. I didn't know that. Again, I feel like I stay pretty up to date on the tools, but you come to these events and you just got to talk to the people, the tool vendors, and just be like, what do you got? And then I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know these were, you know,
Tom
any.
Tom Poland showed me that. I would have never seen that.
Really? Yeah. So. Couple other ones from Slayer here.
Yeah,
so it's going to be able to reach into corners of.
Have a peek. I can see
it
either.
Yeah.
What's the name of Ben Slayer? Nick, that's the nickel tip. And this is the little foot. So again, you can lock it in because it's the two nuts there allow you to lock it in and turn it. And then you've got a tip that kind of reaches into a corner. I mean, you could get into a brace, you could get into the panel. I mean, a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Wow, something that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Got me.
And then you got to get the Grinch and Rudolph tips from Anson.
Oh, wow.
Tequila lines. Yeah. So these are going to be a soft tip. You can knock down. I mean, technically you push and knock down, but get some crown work and stuff like that. You guys probably all got some cold glue from Anson.
Yep.
That's some fantastic stuff. It's fantastic. I'm excited to get to use the Anson version of it. Dead Dent Tools. This is from Kiko. This is a like a pulling tab. They allow you to pull different style, like glue tabs and whatnot. This little guy here allows you to have an extension on your knockdown. So when you're trying to reach out, I mean, you can put a marker in there is one thing I can. The circle indents, you know, when you're trying to reach. So if I need to reach a little bit farther than I can reach this out and still tap on it with a hammer. So I thought that was a fantastic idea. I mean, I've seen these for years and never bought one. I don't
know. Outside the box.
Shout out to Tom Parker, holder extender.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a great idea, Tom. I'm not doing it. but there you go, Tom.
Yeah,
it exists already.
It's cool. Well, actually, I've had that for a long time.
Have you?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, I've known about them and been stupid and not bought them already.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I got the this is a straight rod from A1. This is a 3/8, right? 3/8, yeah.
Yep.
Skinny one, so it takes a smaller tips. I've got a bunch of tips, smaller diameter hole, and you know, you still got a lot of straight on leverage. So I think that's really going to be so affordable.
Yeah,
this is a really good price. I think it was $55.
What?
Yeah, and it is bendable.
Shut
like, yeah, right. Yeah, like I don't. Yeah, I don't understand it. But
if I know that, I got one.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So
gotta love it.
So anyways, yeah. So got all sorts of goodies here. Can you guys here talk about that guy there?
Let's see this.
Oh damn it! I didn't.
Okay, today. Okay, man, what do you guys got that's new? That's always been the best thing. Go up to one of the guys and just ask, what do you guys got? You know, what's new?
What is this?
And oh boy, you're gonna learn today.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, everybody's doing the Fairmont method now, lateral tension, however you want to say it. But these straps are going to be able to glue onto your panel, your ratchet strap up and
tension type.
So you got one pulling one way and one pulling the other way. You're giving yourself that lateral tension.
Yeah. And Anson did a demo of it on one of the guys' trucks. They glued the taillight pocket to basically pull the taillight area back to fit the taillight. I mean, just.
Yep. Yeah. They're just putting the glue directly on the strap.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this, but I could be wrong too. Taint? I am just saying.
Matt,
you never know.
That's why we have the box.
That's how we have
it.
What is that? 6 inches? That's healthy. Good for you,
12 inches. 12 inches.
Greg, I'm ordering these. I forgot.
Yeah. I forget.
Honestly, I bet if you went over and talked to him real nicely, you might be able to guess. I'm just throwing it out there. But, yeah, you never know. Yeah.
I would like to know how they hold up after, you know, some news, you know, blowing them.
Yeah, well, I mean, both of these are $30. $56.1 dent, man.
I
mean,
like
what I mean?
That's
like,
I could see the glue actually adhering to the fabric.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
smooth plastic.
You know
that
what?
Could be. That could, no, I just want to know what it's going to look like after you use it for, you know.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
it gonna, you
yeah,
know, is it still usable? I don't
know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
All right. So, one thing stuff I'm going to mention is the cold glue. Now, I know you have the Anson cold glue,
yep,
and there's all these other companies of cold glue. I've talked to Rick Hummer. Hey, what's new, Matt? And I go, dude, I'm just getting out of my booth one time to get the only thing I really wanted to make sure I purchased here at the Mobile Tech Expo. So this is Sergio's glue. This is the 2.0 updated glue. And the reason I was excited about it, you guys don't know, Sergio is like one of the original guys that started the cold glue. You know, Daniel Grom was the one that kind of put him on the map. Mike Toledo at his shop had this about 6 months ago. He broke me off, I don't know, a nice little piece of it. I've been using it from day one. Once he gave that to me, I had the original Cola Freya slide hammer that has that pivot.
Big boy. Yep.
That's arguably the best. It was an expensive. He doesn't have that slide hammer anymore, but this glue, I swear, this is like next level. There's not even a close second. So I just mentioned it to Daniel Grom. He's like, "What? Sergio's here?" I go, "Yeah, he's out in the almost outside, barely inside this hall."
Yeah.
Anyways, I took him over there. So this also overstretched your dance. So it's more closer to hot than we have. This has saved me so much time. Really strong. Now my understanding, this is for cold. This is all I have. That's what Mike gave me. And this is a killer. This is for hot. I haven't tried it yet. And this is for extra strength. And so when I was talking to Sergio about it, he's like, "Oh, let me," you know, he had a bumper repair.
Steel
bumpers. Steel bumpers with
steel
this one
bumpers
right here.
Yep. So and they got a video of it.
It's so good. I contacted him two months ago. We talked on WhatsApp and I'm like, "Dude, I want to carry your product, you know, on Get a Grip." Because this, dude, I got excited. I've been using this little tiny piece. I've been waiting to come to the show. Tiny piece for the last 6 months. It's crazy. Michael Bates, another dent guy in my area. If you don't know who he is, he's a trainer for Kelly. Doing it live. Bryce Kelly.
Ah, yeah.
He trained Bryce Kelly. And him working on Amazon a lot together. And I bust this out. It took out a horizontal crease without hot glue, just cold glue.
Damn.
He lost his mind. So I bought three packs. I told Rick. Rick went over. Rick couldn't get the damn thing off the panel. He had an aluminum hood, not a metal sheet.
Jesus.
Aluminum hood. This thing's take my word for it.
I'm glad you told me about it because I had no idea.
Oh, Daniel right now was in tears. He's like, how did I miss you?
I went over there instantly with Gene, Freddie, and we were both the video demo of the bumper. Showing him moving metal on a bumper. I mean, I'm not talking a super sharp pick, not pulling that out, but a big blunt dent, like he was pulling it out, and I'm like, "What? That's a thing?" Fantastic. Fantastic.
This is a secret right here, dude. This show?
Yep.
I'm digging.
Yep.
Well, I didn't even know all that. I just saw that the Anson and I said, "Okay, give me a couple."
Yeah. So Anson has it.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah. Oh, Anson has it. Awesome. Yeah, I know he came
really?
Down.
Oh,
he was here last month. Anson.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Well, I know my next thing about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah. So the three pack, I think it retails for $150.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a show special or not, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's worth it.
Hey, Jack, give me my tools behind.
Yep. What else we got?
Of course, I had an hour to shop, so I didn't think.
I bought the Cam Auto Towers I talked about earlier.
Dude. That makes good stuff.
Yeah. I love it. I have the rail blaster, and I've been using it for a few years now, and I really need something longer with his stamp on it. So,
yeah.
Not collect hammers. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I'll buy whatever. I have a ton of
hammers. I got a ton of hammers, too. Yeah.
That's a sweet hat from Holly. Thanks, Holly.
Woo-wee. Thank Craig. Really easy.
This is my body bag.
Speaking of dent graft, while you're digging through that, I got this sitting right here.
Go ahead, show it.
They shortened up their glue cutters for hoods and stuff.
That's necessary. I have the long, the old school red one that's long.
Yep,
that's
yep.
a good idea.
Did buy these.
How you doing?
This is your this is your starter pack.
The Crease Killer Jolly Tips. Yeah.
Purchase those.
That's me.
You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah.
Those.
They make me money.
I've been doing fine. Real good.
While you're looking for your next tool, I have a question for you, ID.
Yeah.
So the ones they had over there that Jack demonstrated minutes ago, those who's making those?
Same. New one.
Okay.
So that's the original three-piece set. We added four additional sizes.
So I didn't know that until John Kellenbach explained that to me, so I went ahead and got those because I love that sharp.
Yeah.
I do love that one. Got this from K-Model. It was kind of a freebie with the tower. And I have some of their other stuff. I have their tension pulling stuff. I haven't really started doing more bigger stuff. I was using that eyelet in the wall. Nothing wrong with that. You can do that. But now I have the freedom to go around the car with the tower. So, yep. The rest of the stuff we already talked about, I already bought those. So.
Love it. Love it.
Yep. So, yeah, this cool beanie.
That is nice.
A free muffin pad.
Free muffin pad?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. But I have my other stuff in there. I bought your rods, the ones, pinball rods for those tips. I got those.
Nice.
And, yeah, that's what I got. Didn't buy a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff, too. It's all up in my room, so it's not really a deal for showing. But I got the cold glue.
How about that bottle opener? Where'd you get that at?
Oh, this is also a freebie. Very nice laser engraved bottle opener special. MTE edition.
And that's why you need to get your ass down here in 2024.
There's lots of twist off. But,
it helps.
It helps you. I mean, you can.
Hey, gentlemen. Hate to slab.
Yeah, you got a boot. Tear down your boot.
I got to tear mine down.
I guess Kate's allowance will be. She's not teared out, but
I'm firing.
I also bought one of these cups from her. So.
Nice.
MTA.
Well, guys, we're looking forward to keep doing shows with tool reviews and talk and all that good stuff. We're going to do this show.
Because we're busy. Yeah, we'll commit to once a month and whatever. We end up flying off the rails.
Oh, yeah, who's our people? Anybody talking to them? A lot of them. Guys, you got to click on the StreamYard.
Yeah.
Please do that if you can.
Somebody said internet connection not good.
We've been fighting that all week.
So, guys, for the people still on, like, what? Explain that whole click on the link thing. Because I feel like a lot of people don't know exactly what that means.
There's, when you see the video on Facebook, it'll say everything. It'll say click the stream, click here to join. I'll have to go back and read it, but you click the StreamYard link and it gives you them permission to put your name up. So, otherwise, we got Pete Sandoval. What up, Pete?
What up, Pete?
Are you
what
down up? Here? See, I saw Alex. I didn't see you.
Pool bar tonight. Later on tonight.
Yes, sir.
I heard Woody's coming.
Somebody loves Jack. Nobody said hi to anyone else. Just Jack.
Woo! All we got.
Jack, we love it, love it. So, but yeah, you gotta click that link. We'll do a screen record or something.
God, this bourbon's going down well, guys.
Yeah.
You know what goes well with a bourbon?
A second cigar.
Ooh, cigar. Yeah, there we go. That's right. We got extra cigars. Last there.
Well,
they do. I'd make
them. That's the first time I've seen the bar this whole week.
Hey, Jack, Matt and Mike have to tear down, and my beer is almost empty.
Yeah, I'll find a recruit.
We're going to end this show.
See, you know, when you plan ahead, you don't have these problems.
Hey, let's give a shout out to our sponsors.
We have sponsors?
Yeah, we have sponsors.
All right.
We do mine first. DentMatePro.com. DentMate.com.au. It'll make you more acid dollars.
Let's go. DanReber.com. We talked about it too much on the show already. I'm not trying to shove it down your throats, but If you want good tools, go to dentreaper.com.
Yeah, love it. Get a grip now. You're looking, you're going to check outside and you don't have an umbrella. You're losing money, getting tired, you're sweating. Gripnow.com, your number one place for outdoor accessories.
Perfect. And Jack Bucknell, Sioux Falls Dent Repair. Just fix dents and do social media stuff. So
and get your art certification, guys. Come
yes.
on.
Yeah, that's good.
Get your art.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. Get your art certified. Hail PDR technician. So
you ain't done that. Do it. You need to do it.
Yep. CertifiedPDR.com.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, till next time, y'all.
Boys.
Bad boy down, but we'll see y'all around MTE tonight. And
keep it nerdy.
Oh, that's the intro button.
We're gonna do another show.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new about the world of paintless dent repair. We'll be back next month with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, don't forget to share our podcast with your friends, join the Dent Nerds Facebook group, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.